started. It's the Doug Stanford Good Day Friday program, the 21st of March, two-thirds of the way through the month of March, first big week of March Madness. Ya-da-da-da-da-dun. And then there's the Malaysian Airlines Flight 370, more talked about on the radio than anything else this week. All kinds of theories, what happened to the plane, and some of the things that have been gaining some traction in social media. How much space have we devoted to this, or has been occupied, if you will, or filled at facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day, Kenny? What's your feeling about the impact of this?
It's definitely the topic that gets the most comments on Facebook and Twitter, whether it's people who say there's too much coverage, but then they feel compelled to talk about it,
right?
Or it's people who just can't get enough.
Okay, so what are we missing? What are we not talking about? Because this is the major issue. This and the Ukraine. Those two things are what seem to be most in focus on News Talk, and this is radio and television. So what are we missing? What are we not talking about? What are we not hearing about that we ought to be? Hey, what's going on here at home? I guess there's a certain amount of interest in Obamacare still, and the fact you got till the end of March to sign up. But other than that, what are we, and maybe a little Fred Phelps just for fun. But none of those really affect the workings, the inner. I say this often. We all love sausage, but we don't know how it's made. So there are other things that are going on. Maybe people are going to be this weekend talking about Starbucks introducing more booze in its stores. Didn't hear this story. Starbucks expanding its evening alcohol and light bites menu. I think that they have bacon-wrapped dates. They have certain types of wine. Do they have their own brand of wine? Anybody?
You go to Starbucks for happy hour.
Yeah, well, why not wine and a blueberry muffin? Good combination?
I think so. I like that.
That sounds good, yeah. All right, so anyway.
A good healthy breakfast.
Sounds what?
Wine? How many people actually, if you're not a wino, how many people really, really get into wine in the morning? And why is it that we have this stigma about drinking things like coffee in the morning and wine or booze at night? Why can't you drink booze in the morning? Mostly because it'll ruin your day, is that it? Oh, why? Where did that start? Why don't people drink wine with their breakfast?
Well, it's a depressant, isn't it?
Well.
And coffee is a pick-me-up.
A lot of people, when they go to work, are depressed.
So you want to pick-me-up.
Well, I want to miss wine. Here's what I'd like to do, actually. I'd like to mix wine and orange juice. You have mimosas, right? Champagne and orange juice. Why can't you mix wine and orange juice? What's the big deal?
What planet are you on?
What do you mean? Wine and orange juice? How is that any different than
ideas?
Champagne and orange juice? I don't see what the big deal is. Have a little. I don't drink, so it makes a difference to me.
That's why you're coming up with these ideas, because you don't drink. So you have no clue.
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes, yes.
All right. Well, if that's the case, then we ought to probably find something that I do have a clue about. I was looking at
cows. Cows. Let's talk about cows.
Well, actually, I was looking at an email that just came to me. This is from where is this guy? I'm trying to find. I'm looking at the bottom of this thing instead. He doesn't tell us who he is, but I have his return address. But it doesn't. It's one of these. I love these. Packer in Beartown. That's his handle. Anyway, Doug, nice pointing out the airplane story. Why everyone is distracted by infotainment or infotainment radio, television. So much is happening. Well, that's the point that I'm sort of trying to make here. There are a lot of things that are going on in the world that we are not talking about. And so that's really, is it important that France is ready to send warplanes to the Baltics? Poland may be getting involved because Putin has put a lot of troops on the Ukrainian border, and there's something he's going to invade it. He won't invade the Ukraine outwardly. He knows he can't go that far. He can play the game with Crimea, and they can vote, and okay, we'll take him over. But if he invades the Ukraine, Heavens, that's an act of war. That's like America invading Iraq. Ah! You see what that did?
Mm-hmm.
But when we did that, I was trying to remember back to our invasion of Iraq and what the Russians and the Chinese said about it. You better not do that. We didn't pay any attention to them. So maybe if the shoe's on the other foot, we say to the Ukrainian, to the Russians, you better not do that. And they do it. What are we going to do? The Russians didn't do anything. We invaded Iraq. Chinese didn't do anything. So are we game here? What do? We won't do anything, will we? We can't do anything. We could, but I don't think that that's what really... I don't think that's on the minds of anybody that's in Washington. And it may be on some of the European mind, because closer to them. So maybe there's a way of letting the Europe... Maybe for once, America lets Europe do something that's more of its concern than it is to us. Why is Ukraine and what goes on there of any interest or import to us? It really isn't. Is it? Am I missing something? What's the big deal? I don't see that there's any interest there. Maybe that's why we've been criticized over the years for going and getting involved in countries whose main component is oil. There is no oil in the Ukraine. There are actually, other than the resources that were squandered by Chernobyl, so there's not much there that you can do as far as farming is concerned, natural resources. So the only thing that was worth anything in Ukraine was Crimea. Russians have got it. The rest of it is Iraq. So what do? Nothing. What should we do? Nothing. Anybody in disagreement with that? Yes or no?
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm all for letting them handle it.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
What effect does it have on us? Very little.
Yeah. Transport minister in Malaysia says that the plane search is going to be a long haul. Really? This guy's a genius. I always love these. I try to put them in context. Some of these quotes that you see in the various news stories are taken out of context.
That's the CNN headline right now. It's
right,
going
it is.
To be a long haul.
That's exactly
okay.
What it is. Yeah. Hooray for you, fella. You got it all figured out. 14 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Can you imagine a great night's sleep? Think about it. Not getting up in the middle of the night because you got to go to the bathroom. Imagine how disruptive that is to the person you're sleeping with. So if you'd like to put an end to that problem, join millions of men who are now experiencing a normal life because of the revolutionary all-natural prostate health formula called PT9. Just remember PT Barnum, and then don't be fooled. Call 800-811-3790 for PT9. There are a lot of people who are very thankful they found PT9 after listening to us talk about it. People understand that prostate health is important. You got to feed your prostate in order to keep it healthy. And you feed it also to have less trips to the bathroom at night. There are a lot of men that I know who recommend this product to their friends. I recommend it to you as well. A wealth of benefits, but mostly feeding the prostate, keeping it healthy so you won't get into trouble later on in life. But it's about emptying out, you know what I mean? Your bladder gets full and you got to dump it out. You don't want to have to get up at night to do that all the time. PT9, backed by science, that's why it's guaranteed to work. 800-811-3790. Do I have anything else? What else do I have to say? If you call now and tell me you're listening to Doug Steffens, they give you a free bottle of PT9 for prostate health and a good night's sleep. Two things, two good reasons to call 800-811-3790 right now while you're thinking about it.
This is an urgent message for all individuals with extremely large credit card debt. No matter how much you owe on your credit cards, the company that has settled more debt than anyone in the U.S. could settle your debt too. While you make one low monthly program payment, you have the opportunity to hear how low your monthly program payment could be for free. This free information is available now simply by calling Freedom Debt Relief at 1-800-381-3296. I repeat, if you have extremely large credit card debt, you now have the ability to reduce your total debt and get one simple low monthly program payment. This could allow you to resolve your debt faster than you ever thought possible. But you should act quickly. Call Freedom Debt Relief now to learn how much you could save. 1-800-381-3296. Again, this life-changing information is available for free. To find out how much you may be able to save, call today. 1-800-381-3296. That's 1-800-381-3296. 1-800-381-3296.
Would you wait a week for your shower to get hot? Would you wait up to a week to feel maximum relief from your nasal congestion? Nasacort Allergy Nasal Spray could take that long. But if you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, Afrin No Drip starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So why wait up to a week for maximum relief from your nasal spray when you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin? Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
I had crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Did a sit-up, did my makeup, bleach a train. So I stood up, made a guy think I was into sports. Sports! Had a meeting where we met, then a meeting after that. Took a break and then we had another meeting.
That didn't rhyme.
Yeah, sorry. Those meetings left my brain a bit blurg.
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Belvita.
Morning win.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at Staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
All right, we have a Doug Steffen exclusive. Roberta, being the psychopath that she is, has been doing some research on professions that have the most psychopaths. And what have you found, Roberta?
Well, they did a study about what professions have the most psychopaths. And let's define
psychopath first. Who are we talking about?
It's called The Wisdom of Psychopaths, What Sane Spies and Serial Killers Can Teach Us About Success. It's a book.
Politicians must be in this group.
Well, let's define psychopath first. It says psychopath is a personality disorder that has been characterized as shallow emotions, reduced fear, stress tolerance, lacking empathy, cold-heartedness, lacking guilt, egocentricity, superficial character, manipulativeness, irresponsibility, impulsivity, and antisocial behaviors such as parasitic lifestyle and criminality. So the most psychopaths are found in these professions. Number one, CEO. Number two,
big companies.
Lawyer. Number three, media, TV, radio.
Really?
Hello.
Excuse me?
Number four, salesperson. Number five, surgeon. Number six, journalist. Number seven, police officer. Number eight, clergy. Clergy, I loved that one. Number nine, chef. And number 10, civil service. And, you know, when you say, well, why these professions? Well, it says most professions require, these professions offer power and require an ability to make objective clinical decisions divorced from feelings.
Yeah.
Now, the ones with the least number of psychopaths are care aides, nurse, therapist, craftsperson, beauticians, charity workers, people that require human connection.
All right. Here's Roberta's report, folks.
Because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at harvestright.com.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items.
Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and receive 10% off your total purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
Crank it up so I can get them. You clap to it then, Roberta, then I'll join you. Yeah, you can clap to this too. I think we missed on this.
It might be that split-second delay that we get, you know?
You think that's what it is?
Yeah, I think that's what it is.
Come, 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 come,
Whoa. Maybe you want to crank that up a little bit. Round me up. All right, let's see some people in the news. Boy George, who's a famous singer, did a nice job with four or five tunes, had a pretty good career. Going back to this date, 1985, Boy George proclaimed, "I will never marry, I will never settle down, and I will never become somebody's father." And the reason he did it is, or he said, he was an eccentric psychopath, sort of following along with what we were just talking about here a few minutes ago. Roberta went into all the areas, the professions that are full of eccentrics and psychopaths. He was being interviewed by Women's World magazine. Oh, my God. What a funny guy. Funny, funny guy. Paul Walker's mother this week has filed papers requesting guardianship of the actor's 15-year-old daughter. Her name is Meadow. The claim in the filing is that the mother, Rebecca, whatever her name is, has a drinking problem, and that's why they were divorced in the first place, she and Paul Walker. And because of her alcohol issues and what's going on at home, the grandmother argues that she needs to take care of this 15-year-old. It's probably a good idea, right? How many people think, why is it our business? It's just one of those things. People are all abuzz. Earlier this week, I was talking about the new girlfriend. George Clooney has taken this girl on an African safari. She's, what did we say she was? She was a designer or something? She's a lawyer. That's what it is. She's a lawyer. Oprah Winfrey has something new going on. She's selling her studios in Chicago, producing everything out here in Los Angeles that she wants to have on her network and do in television. She's also decided she's going to sell tea, a new blend of tea that is going to debut at Starbucks next month. Winfrey and Starbucks chief Howard Schultz announced the new Oprah Chai. Is that how you pronounce it? C-H-A-I. Isn't that the new thing? This is like pomegranate.
I think so.
Take it, drink it, or it's supposed to make you a new person. So they're making a tea out of this. I know that there are some things that are supposedly healthy that are made out of this chi or chai or whatever it is.
Chai.
It's called chai, right?
Chai. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've been exposed to it. This stuff tastes like worse than sour dirt. Ugh. Horrible. So if you're going to make a tea out of that stuff, you can not bother offering it to me. Oof. How many people have you had anything made out of this chi, chai, whatever? What did you say to pronounce it? Chi?
Chai.
Chai.
C-H-A-I. Chai.
Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
I love chai tea. I drink it all the time.
Really? What does it taste like to you?
It's a spice tea.
You
add a little bit of milk to it and a little bit of sugar. It's absolutely delicious.
Really?
Either hot or cold. Oh, it's horrible. Wonderful.
Oof. That chumbaca stuff.
Oh, chumbaca is it tastes like you're drinking vinegar.
Ah, now vinegar's good comparison to that stuff. Blah. All right, there's my...
supposed to be really good for you, though.
It probably is if it tastes like that. 28 after the hour and good day.
Have you tried acupuncture? I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. If needles make you squeamish, maybe this info will prompt you to think again. According to the Harvard Women's Health Watch, most doctors believe that the needle stick of acupuncture causes the release of morphine-like painkillers. It's the magic of endorphins. Acupuncture stimulates the body's internal pathways called meridians. According to Dr. Hugh, director of East-West Medicine at UCLA, acupuncture turns on the body's rescue system, and that turns pain signals off. It's kind of like rebooting a computer. More and more Americans are trying acupuncture for things like headaches and joint pain. But don't just go anywhere. Make sure the practitioner is acupuncture certified. And check with your doctor before those hair-thin needles begin their pincushion work. He'll stick you, too, with a bill. But that's okay. You'll feel more confident trying this age-old therapy. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called NON24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call? And how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Sunglasses on, it's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Well, back into the conversation mode. Doug Steffens' Good Day program is Friday, 21st of March. Roberta Fasanelli, Kent Kessler is here. I don't know where Richie is. He's stuck somewhere, and it's not even snowing there, right? What's the weather like in Washington today, Michael?
That's fine.
Nice, huh?
Well, a little cloudy.
Yeah, nothing serious. All right, so a teenage thrill chaser slipping through a fence eluded a security guard, climbed into the top of One World Trade Center, according to authorities in New York. So what does this mean about security there? This is supposed to be one of the most secure sites in the world as a result of what happened on that site on September 11th. So, Roberto, what do we know about this 16-year-old New Jersey boy who was described by one of his friends in high school as an adventure seeker, loves to climb into precarious places? He spent a couple of hours on top of this 1,700-foot tower. I wouldn't want to go up there for love nor money. And I didn't even like it. When
yeah, he managed to sneak around things, you know, which just to show you, you know, if you're kind of, you know, small and make yourself inconspicuous and you just kind of, you know, you don't look threatening, you can kind of slip your way around stuff.
Mm-hmm. The mayor, the effective Mr. Blasio, says, I don't know how possibly it could have happened. I love that. Boy, that shows he's in charge. Oh, I don't know how that could have happened. It happened. So the security chief at the Port Authority, which apparently has jurisdiction over the building, why would that be? Why does the Port Authority get jurisdiction over this building?
They do. They do.
Well, I know they do.
They
had
over the World Trade Center, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
I don't know why they have jurisdiction over that, but they
do.
So
the question may be if there was private security instead of security that is run by the three major political jurisdictions, would this not have happened? That might be question number
one. Couldn't
tell you. What?
Couldn't tell you.
I didn't ask you.
Touché.
I only asked
and
you.
Then if, he, then if he had, you know, if he got by, you know, regular security, then it would have been, you know, maybe if we had real security, you know, we wouldn't have been able to do it. So, you know, whatever it is.
story of this teenager slipping through the fence, eluding security, and getting to the top of the World Trade Center is one of the stories we have today at DougStephan.com for your listening and dancing pleasure. Another story about the Internal Revenue Service. It's been scrutinized a lot, as well it ought to be, in the last year or so for doing things that it ought not to be doing. One of the things that is of interest and import to many of you is that they're sitting on $760 million of your money. Of course, it's all your money. They say that they have unclaimed tax refunds that soon will become the property of the United States government. The money belongs to 918,600 taxpayers who have not filed their 2010 tax returns. I don't understand if they haven't turned in their tax returns, how the government knows, is this just money that they assume is overpayment in taxes? Is this an indictment of the system? Are we allowing the IRS and the government to take money from us through the payroll tax deduction, not pay any interest? They hold on to it for a year. In this case, obviously, they've been holding on to it for 4 years. And then they just say, oh, well, these people haven't claimed their refunds, so we're going to keep the money. Is it that easy? Apparently it is. They say if you don't file your 2010 return by April 15th, you won't be able to collect your refund. Who hasn't filed?
Fair.
They're not fair to them.
No.
Well, but it's the government. Why does it have to be fair? The government's not fair.
Because they want to keep your money.
Right, of course. That to spend it, waste it, fraudulently abuse the trust that we're supposed to have in our government. But the commissioner says, we encourage students, part-time workers, and others who haven't filed for 2010 to look into this before time runs out. So what does it tell you basically about how well or not they do in general basic enforcement? If people haven't filed, what's the incentive for me, or you, Roberta, or you, Kenny, or anybody listening to this program, to file a tax return? If all these people haven't filed, and they're sitting on all this money, what does that tell you about the system and how wrong it is to begin with? You know how wrong the income tax is to begin with, the whole concept of an income tax? How basically deflating that is to productivity in general?
Well, I got to give 25% of everything to the government. Why should I work so hard? They take my money.
Legitimate question, isn't it? Think about it. It really is kind of a legitimate question. Story at DougStephan.com. So if you haven't filed for 2010, there's your warning. You got from now till the 15th to file. By the way, tax money that's due for 2013 is due on April 15th as well. You don't have to file your return. You can move it to August or you can move it to October, but you better have the money in that you owe by April 15th. Or speaking from personal experience, when I've gotten whacked around a little bit, the penalties are very stiff. They are very stiff. So if you owe money, you better pay it.
All right. Next, when you owe money, they know who you are.
Right.
But when they have your money,
they don't know.
They
who
have
you
no
are.
Idea.
Yeah. That's thank you.
Nice.
And that there's a what is that oxy? That's a sort of oxymoronic reality. There have been a number of stories last couple of weeks about pit bulls and how vicious. Well, we hear these all the time, right? Pit bulls, bad dogs, vicious, kill them all. What's the truth about pit bulls? There's a rescue man. One of the reasons I'm sort of thinking about this, I saw a couple of headlines, and it reminds me of a conversation that Meredith and I had, because she's had a couple of pit bull crosses and is looking for a dog now and seems to like the pit bulls. But you see these headlines all the time. Vicious pit bull attacks neighbors and the police. And I see a video of a dog who is chewing up a chicken. Here's the police shoot a pit bull because it lunged at a police officer. The district of District of Columbia police shot two pit bulls in Capitol Hill just last week because they say they attacked innocent people who were going to work. Here's another story. Police chief recovering from pit bull attack. So the people who say pit bulls act friendly say the reason that pit bulls go down the wrong road is because they are abused. What is the truth about a pit bull? 888-302-3684. There is a blog which has been dedicated, in essence, to dogs, and in this particular blog, they're deciding, or they're not deciding, they've, well, these folks have decided they wanted to have the rescue movement scrutinized, why pit bulls are a concern, what should be done about them, and all of the stories that are in here are all negative, every single one of them. And let's face it, most of the news media stories you hear about pit bulls are the same, right? They're bad dogs. Shoot them. Kill them all. I don't hold with that because I don't think that, I mean, my dog, if she weren't loved, might have been different than she is. But some dogs are born naturally to be docile. The alpha dogs and the what's the opposite of alpha dog? Beta dog?
Beta dog.
Zeta dog? Anyway, compliant dog. For example, Frankie, who's Brendan, my son's dog, the dog that we rescued, is a combination. He had his DNA tested. Pit bull, mastiff, and bulldog put together. About twice the size of Charlotte, and just the most wonderful, just a wonderful, fun, silly dog. So how come he didn't have the gene in him that other pit bull or pit bull combos have? Because he was treated with love. He's a dog that is as friendly and wonderful and warm that they were going to put the dog to sleep. And we rescued him. I remember the first time he got out of the car and he's walking across the barnyard and he fell down. I thought, what's wrong with this dog? And we had him examined. The reason they were going to put him to sleep is because he was falling down all the time. The reason he was falling down all the time is because his feet were so big. He couldn't, as a puppy, get himself around, so he kept falling down. As an adult male dog, you couldn't ask for a more wonderful being than this dog. And yet, he's large part pit bull. So why is there so much of an attack aimed at pit bulls? Roberta, you've seen these in New York. You've seen these articles.
Mm-hmm.
They want people that see a pit bull, they want to run away from it. They're scared of it. Police want to shoot them.
Well, you know, I had a Doberman growing up, you know, and Dobermans have a similar reputation.
Awful
pit bulls.
Reputation.
And it was she was the most loving, intelligent animal that you could ever have.
So what do you have to do to fight these people who think that the truth about pit bulls is they all ought to be killed?
It's
or
just ignorance.
And by the way, I had the same fear of Rottweilers and Dobermans when I was a kid. Man, I didn't want to have anything to do with them. Because we all were taught Dobermans are bad. Look at them. Look at their teeth. Look at them. And they're portrayed that way in movies. How
because
often do you see pit bulls or Dobermans as junkyard dogs? They are trained that way. I mean, you couldn't train Charlotte to do that. Couldn't train a collie to do that, probably. Although the only time I was ever bitten by a dog. No, that's not true. I got bitten by one of Edgar's dogs after he died. But I was bitten by a collie when I ran over its tail. I was about 4 years old riding a tricycle down the sidewalk and the dog was laying there and I ran over its tail, not on purpose. Dog came right around, snap, whoosh, chunk out of my leg. Now, did we kill all the collies because of that? No, it was my fault, not the dog's fault. Would there have been some other circumstances in which a collie who had the same experience might not have done the same thing? I don't know. But running over a dog's tail is probably a pretty good way to anger them. So I think we're a little foolish about some of this stuff, but there's just a heck of a lot of focus on this and pretty negative. 888-302-3684. Are you still losing your hair when you brush your hair, when you're taking a shower, you look down the drain and there's all your hair? You might, my friend, want to invest in Provia. Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that'll help end the problem with losing your hair. Call 800-525-8319 and stop your hair loss now. Don't have a problem. Have a solution. And this is the solution to losing your hair. What happens when you really, the problem with losing your hair is that all the pores in your scalp are plugged up. So I open them up with Provia, get rid of the junk that's in there so the follicles can start growing back again that are under your scalp, and you get hair just like that. That simple, that easy. Yes, it is that simple and that easy. 800-525-8319. When you mention Doug Steffen, they give you a free shipping. So call now. Get Provia fast. Get your scalp all cleansed out so your hair will come back in, and you will look handsome and beautiful again. Provia is at 800-525-8319. Yes, the way to stop hair loss now is to dial 800-525-8319.
Staples has great deals on everything you need to keep a germ-free office. From latex gloves and antibacterial wipes to steam cleaners and keyboard vacuums. Everything.
Sorry.
Except germ-free coworkers. Thousands of products added online every day. Even protective suits. Save up to 50% on cleaning essentials this week at staples.com. Staples, make more happen.
Offer expires 3/28/14.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Hi, this is Sam Champion. Many people don't know that the weather outside can affect the allergen count inside your home. That's because fabrics often catch allergens your family carries into the home. It's seasonal pollen from birch tree, timothy grass, and ragweed to pet dander. And here's how to reduce it. On high pollen count days, remove and wash clothing as soon as you come into the home and close windows and doors in the evening and early morning. Look for the five C's in your home. Couches, cushions, carpets, curtains, and comforters. These hard-to-wash fabrics act like reservoirs for allergens, releasing them into the air when they're used. You can reduce up to 95% of indoor inanimate allergens with Febreze Fabric Refresher Allergen Reducer. Now, it features a special technology which acts like a net that flexes over allergen particles, trapping them on the fabric and keeping them out of the air you breathe until they can be vacuumed. For more information about managing indoor allergens, go to Febreze.com/Allergen Reducer.
Your Buick Certified Service Technicians would like you to think about something. And no, it has nothing to do with oil levels, the brake pads, or tire wear. They'd like you to think about the view from the window of the bed and breakfast you'll be visiting this weekend, or the crust on the beef Wellington you plan to make at your cooking class tomorrow. As the experts in Buick maintenance, they'd like you to think about the lyrics of the new song you just discovered on your drive to work, or the sunset you plan to enjoy on the ride home. The Buick Certified Service Experts would like you to think about anything but the maintenance of your Buick. That's their job. If you don't know worry-free service, you don't know Buick Certified Service. And now, experience it for yourself. Get a 5-quart Dexo synthetic blend oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $39.95 or less. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer.
No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yes!
How good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this test did is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Beer, Boston Beer.
Thelma, what about pit bulls?
Well, I had a pit bull, and he was very aggressive, and I was real concerned about him. But then I found out that he was aggressive because he wanted to play. And if I went out to where he was at and I didn't offer to play with him, he would jump on me and go biting and chewing on me. But if I played with him, he was just as happy as could be. And we had him at a work site, and a lot of guys would come around and play with him, and he was just as happy as could be. But even my little grandson would go out. And
so you didn't find them. You didn't find your pit bull to be distracting. All right, that's interesting to hear. Thank you.
Yeah.
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By Yellow from the movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Oh, I forgot about that. Matthew Broderick is 52 today. Therefore, we celebrate his birthday as we celebrate movies, that sort of thing. 54 past the hour on the Good Day program. Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here. For those of you who love Ferris Bueller's Day Off, maybe return with us in a moment to those thrilling days of yesteryear. We'll relive some of the fun things that were part of the Ferris Bueller experience. Coming right up here with Chuck Curry on Good Day.
Geico presents Strange Saving Stories. Ken Marcus was making a pastrami sandwich when he noticed an odd pattern on a slice of pumpernickel bread, one that spelled out Geico. Ken found himself visiting Geico.com, saving hundreds of dollars on car insurance with great discounts. Later, Ken felt conflicted whether or not he should eat the slice of bread that saved him so much money. But he was so hungry.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
Really? No way. Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reaction as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Sam Adams!
Like, that was good.
Yes.
Sam Adams.
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston beer, Boston Massive, Wisconsin.
All right, we're back to Ferris Bueller's Day Off. I knew McFadden would show up for this.
Absolutely.
The big fan of Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Okay. All-time faves.
So let's just sort of focus and concentrate on what you remember about these clips. That there is a vision. The great thing about radio is we put our imagination to work. So as you listen to this, if you're a fan, you'll put yourself back into the movie theater and the experience you had when you saw Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Here's the first clip.
Not that I can build a fish. Or any ism, for that matter. Isms, in my opinion, are not good. A person should not believe in an ism. He should believe in himself. I quote John Lennon. I don't believe in Beatles. I just believe in me. A good point there.
He was the walrus.
After all, he was the walrus. I could be the walrus. I'd still have to bum rides off of people.
You know, I've always... You're going to laugh at this. I've always confused Ferris Gump and Ferris Bueller.
Forrest Gump.
Well, Forrest
and Ferris Bueller.
Ferris a combination Gump. Of the two. Yes, Ferris.
That's awesome.
Okay.
I love it. Appreciate nice your clip. Understanding. Don't think twice. It's understanding that makes it possible for people like us to tolerate a person like yourself.
I can say about you, Richie.
I am Abe Froman, yes, Sausage King of Chicago.
All right.
Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
You know, that was actually like one of those eye-opening lines out of a movie for me.
Ear-opening, Richie.
I know Rich is a big fan of the film, and I know it has a huge following, but I always found the character tremendously unlikable. And if for me, Matthew Broderick, I'm more of a War Games or even Max Dugan Returns. I love
War Games.
War Games is great. But yeah. Chuck, the whole point of Ferris Bueller is that everybody loves him. So, therefore, if you find him unlikable, that what kind of an antisocial person are you?
I must be very antisocial.
Okay, speaking of that, Chucker, what movies are coming out today that are...
two big films open nationwide. One's Divergent, which is a movie geared right to the Twilight Hunger Games crowd. Reviews are tepid, but this will be critic proof. Shannon Woodley, who is George Clooney's daughter in The Descendants, stars in this movie, which is, in terms of her career, a pretty huge role because they're already working on one, if not two sequels, so she'll get a big payday for the follow-ups. And also opening Muppets, The Muppets Most Wanted. Ricky Gervais plays that villain. The last Muppet movie, which the studio rebooted, did very well at the box office, and this should do also pretty well.
We'll go see this.
I don't find him likable at all, but the idea behind it and any Muppet stuff.
I actually find Ricky Gervais more likable than Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, well,
that explains a
59
lot.
59 past the hour on the Doug Seven Good Day program.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.